The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.
Education in Daba on The Voice of the Cape,
91.3 FM Stereo.
Welcome back to Education in Daba here on The Voice of the Cape. Well, if you have just joined us, we are going into the next segment of the program, and that is Shine Literacy. Now, Shine Literacy is a non-profit organization that seeks to create a culture of reading in South African schools, homes, workplaces and communities, thereby improving literacy outcomes for young children from low-income communities. Working in partnership with teachers, volunteers and parents, our award-winning evidence-based programs provide effective and sustained support to children as they learn to read and write, helping to foster a lifelong love of books and learning. Well, we are joined in studio by Claudia Stanfield, who is the Social Franchise Manager for Shine Literacy. Claudia, a very good evening and welcome to the studios of The Voice of the Cape.
Good evening. It's nice to be here.
Okay. Claudia, well, I've given a brief introduction, so maybe you can tell us, you know, a bit more about the work that you do in the various schools around the Cape Town area.
Okay, so Shine's focus is foundation phase literacy. So we work with grade 2s and grade 3s in schools, and it's volunteer-based. So we have volunteers that come in and work one-on-one with children in our literacy centers, and it's in schools where kids are struggling with literacy. So if you know South Africa's literacy rates, we're not doing well.
It's called the Litnam strategy.
Yeah, exactly. We're not doing well. So Shine's job is to work in partnership with the teachers and other organizations to create that space where kids can learn, and it's in the foundation phase.
Awesome. Yes, is there any question or comment from your side?
Shukran, Ridwan. So Claudia, you know, you made mention, and we normally leave, you know, that part to the end. So our literacy levels are not up to standard. I think with Pearls coming out, we were like second last.
We were last, actually.
When the results came out, and that speaks volume around, you know, barking at text, not reading with understanding.
Exactly.
Your involvement in Shine, have you seen some improvement with regards to, you know, the program and the literacy level, you know, and what does it take to see that improvement?
So the issues that we have in the school is that these schools are under-resourced, the teachers are overburdened, and the kids, they're sitting in big classrooms. So within our programs, we do diagnostic assessments, and these diagnostic assessments place them in our programs.
Okay.
So whereas they would have come from a classroom of 50 kids, they're now working in a smaller group with 2 kids and a volunteer that focuses on that literacy intervention with them. It's a very structured program. So we have definitely seen results in what we're doing, because I mean, a byproduct of somebody working one-on-one with you is the confidence you're building.
Definitely.
And that confidence enables you to read better.
Or remove that kind of stigma that I can't read, I don't know the word, you know, all those things happening.
Exactly.
No, I'm just trying to say something else, Yasira.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can go, Diran.
No, it's fine. Okay. Now, I mean, obviously, you know, as you said, there's volunteers, and so you're working in schools, particularly within the Cape Town area. We're sure it's mostly focused on your underprivileged communities and those kind of things. So how long is the program within an institute for a particular school, for example?
So we're not just Cape Town based. We actually have a national footprint.
Okay.
So we're in KZN, PE, and Johannesburg.
Okay, awesome.
As well. So Shine's been around for 17 years. The longest school that we've been at currently is about 11 years, and that's Zonnebloem up the road, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
We have 77 schools that we work in and around the country, and they've all had intervention for different periods of time. I think that
I'm wanting to try and get the question as to how long is an intervention program, for example.
So how long? So for a child that's been diagnosed as needing literacy support, that child can spend a year or 2 years in our program, and then they graduate out of it.
Oh, okay. I thought it's a program where you go into a classroom, for example, and assist the educator in the classroom. But if I hear you now, you're saying your kids are taken out of the classroom environment for probably an hour or so.
An hour, 2 hours a week. Mm-hmm. So we have different programs that we run. So we're part of the after-school Game Changers program as well.
Okay.
Where it's literacy tutors that take kids and they work after school. And then we have a Kanyisa program in, I think, 11 schools around the country. And that is a teaching assistant or a reading assistant within the classroom.
Okay.
And it employs youth. We employ youth to work on that program.
Awesome.
And then we have a book buddies program in the Eastern Cape that empowers teachers to work with their kids and create a culture of reading within their classroom. So we have a few programs that we run around the country.
Yes, any questions are coming from your side?
Like it all comes back now since the last time we've had China on the program.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is great, and we're doing it in school, and educators are taking responsibility. You are employing tutors to come in. You know, the learners are part of the program. Then how do we get the parents involved? You know, is there any program where we say to parents, look, this is what's happening at school with your little one, you know, this is the program that we offer, let's make this work, you know, so we have it at school and at home. Does that exist?
So we run family literacy workshops. We currently don't do it, but we used to run family literacy workshops, and we used to offer it broadly. We offer it now to the schools that we work with. And it's basically just equipping parents with skills to work with their kids at home. And the focus of it is around storytelling. So we want to create that love of reading. And, you know, as a child, somebody reading to you started that for me. I mean, my father used to read with animations and stuff. And before I could even read, I loved books.
Awesome. Now, this in terms of your programs, has the literacy levels improved over the years? And how, according to you, has it improved?
It has definitely improved within our programs. So we do diagnostic assessments. And then we do a mid-year assessment that tests whether or not the child has achieved the skills that they weren't able to when we did that diagnostic assessment. So our stats say that 80%, for example, in the KZN of the kids that we assess cannot read and don't have the basic structures, so the alphabet, and they can't write from dictation. And these are all milestones that grade 2 kids should be able to have. And after 6 months on the program, that number decreases to about 20%. So it's definitely that one-on-one intervention that makes a difference.
Awesome. Yes, sir?
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, I mean, there's a lot of organizations that are looking at literacy and at math, given, you know, the space that we find ourselves in, especially the breakdown in foundation phase. Because if I don't know it in foundation phase, I can't take it to intermediate. And, you know, as we scaffold further, it becomes a problem. What other organizations do you work with hand in hand and say, look, you know, we have the same aim. You know, how do we merge this and bring it into schools?
So we work with WordWorks, and WordWorks focuses on grade R and grade 1, but we've integrated some aspects of their program because there's a big gap in grade 2s. So the grade 2 children are not at the grade 2 level that they're supposed to be at. So we're kind of aiming it towards those kids at the bottom. And WordWorks has helped us fill that gap. Our social franchise model, because I'm the manager of our social franchises, we work in partnership with other organizations in order to achieve it.
Right.
So for us, this has been the innovative, cost-effective way of scaling our original model. And it's in partnership with VW Community Trust in the Eastern Cape, with an organization called Masinyusani that works with youth in the Eastern Cape, with faith-based organizations, because we felt sustainable. They're more sustainable because people want to serve. So why not serve your community?
I'm wanting to ask, you know, how many volunteers do you have, and do you find that it's people are easily willing to volunteer their services? You know,
that's a good question.
To this particular cause, if one wants to put it that way.
I think we currently have 1,176 volunteers on the program. And for us, it's a, We do find that that people do want to volunteer, but it also depends on where those schools are. And in an area that it would be considered unsafe, we think around innovative ways, and that's where the youth has come in for us.
Lovely. You know?
So how can we get the youth involved? We do constant volunteer outreach. So it's about you as a citizen of this country wanting to make a change, you know, and you think this is a small change,
but you'll see the bigger output.
And we're currently looking, right now, we're piloting working with learning sport teachers in the Western Cape.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're in Salt River at Wesley Primary, and we're moving into Portia Primary and Portview, and we're working with the learning support teachers. So if you do want to volunteer, I'm using the space now to do it.
No, for sure.
Within that areas, we're definitely looking for volunteers, and it's about committing 1 hour a week.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo.
Education in Daba on the Voice of the Cape,
91.3 FM stereo.
Welcome back to Education in Daba here on the airwaves of the Voice of the Cape. And if you haven't joined us, we are joined in studio by Claudia Stanfield, who is the social franchise manager for Shine Literacy. And as we said, this is a community organization that strives to improve the literacy within our schools, with a particular focus on our impoverished communities. Now, Claudia, one of the things we would like to know is, for example, you said there's there's certainly a need for people to volunteer, and I think you earlier on spoke to us about certain areas where that is not danger areas, but where there's almost kind of, you know, a lack of interest. Maybe share a bit more about that with the listeners, and obviously make an appeal as well.
So we're definitely always looking for volunteers, and especially in areas that are considered not safe, you know, and I hate using that word because people live in those communities, it's safe for the people in those communities, you know. So I hate saying not safe, but it's definitely, we're always looking for volunteers in areas like Lansdowne in Surrey Estate. Right now we're piloting a project with the learning support teachers of the Western Cape with the Education Department, and they're in 53 schools, and the schools that they're in are some of the most at-risk schools, you know, the schools that need support. So the project that we're piloting with them is at Garden Village Primary, Portview Primary, Portia Primary, Wesley in Salt River.
So if anyone, for example, would want to make themselves available as a volunteer, how would they go about doing that?
So they would go onto our website, shineliteracy.org.za, or they could send an email to info@shineliteracy.org.za.
Okay, and do you guys have a Facebook page or social media?
We have a Twitter account, and it's also just Shine Literacy, and then on Facebook, Shine Literacy as well.
Okay.
But for us, it's about giving time back. You know, so we encourage parents to work with your kids at home. Always create that golden moment with your child.
I want to give you here an opportunity, but you're talking about parents now. I believe you guys have a family literacy workshop as well. Maybe just share with our listeners a bit more about that.
So our family literacy workshop focuses on just creating, like I said, creating that golden moment with your child, and spending, instead of time on your phone or time doing other things, just spending time reading to your child to create
their
love.
It's not a workshop in the sense that I have in my mind.
So it's a workshop in the sense that we do come in and train you with these skills, but it's not something that we offer publicly. You know, we do offer corporate workshops. So if organizations or companies would like to hire us to come and train their workers, we would come in and do that.
Mm-hmm. Yasira, any question or comment from your side?
I completely forgot what my question was.
I'm sure you are forgiven for that, Yasira. So, I mean, also, I mean, I think we've briefly also touched on this thing called Shine Chapters as well.
Yeah. Would you like me to explain a bit more about
how do we understand the Shine Chapter?
So a Shine Chapter is basically our model of Shine. So we have Shine Centers, we have Shine Chapters. Mm. Our centers are run and funded by us. And okay. We have 6 of those. Shine mm-hmm. Chapters, we have 27 of them. Next year we're moving to about 10 new schools, mm-hmm. so it'll be 37. And they are in partnership with other organizations. So they use our original model, but it's run and funded by somebody else.
That is a cool move. It's like not a pilot. I was now looking at finding a word.
It's like selling intellectual property.
Basically.
I still think it's always like I can't find the word now, but I understand the concept that you're talking about, and I think it's a brilliant concept. But I think you mentioned something that I wanted to ask about, and now I completely forgot that particular question that I had in my mind.
I don't know what's going on with us.
I don't know. I think I'm focusing on something else, Yasira. Be that as it may. Claudia, thanks very much for your time. Anything in conclusion that you would like to share with our listeners?
If you have time and you're at home and you're a grandmother or you're a stay-at-home mom and you just have an hour a week
to spare.
Mm. We are definitely looking for volunteers.
Sorry, I got that question. The question is, who decide? You mentioned 10 schools for next year, for 2020. So do you guys decide the schools, or would schools make contact with you guys to say, look, we would like to have either a chapter year, or we would like to... Yeah?
I got my question back.
Okay, but now time is really catching up with us, Yasira. So it's your question or my question.
So schools do apply to us, and if we can find a partner to help run it with you, we try and do that. But our advice to schools that are looking to start something is to find an organization or a church or the social justice arm of a and go and work with them, speak to them. So we tell organizations all the time, there's no reason to recreate the wheel. We have the model.
Yeah.
We know what we're doing. If you're looking to invest in a school, in the literacy levels of a school, we have the model. Apply to us and we'll guide you, we'll train you. And we have a step-by-step manual that helps you get to
it. Claudia, before we take leave of you, that's Claudia Stanfield, the social franchise manager for Shine Literacy. I've got a message from one of our listeners. I think it's 0206. That's the last 4 digits of the cell phone number. Says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Excellent program, Yasira and Ridwan. Can we have a contact number for Shine Literacy? Okay, Claudia, I'm putting you on the spot. One of our listeners is asking for the contact number. And you've given the website, and there's another message from 3501 that says, Assalamu alaikum, can you forward Shine's details to me, please? I have a few questions. So, Claudia?
Okay, so contact number is 021-762-4320.
Okay, let's give the number again.
021-762-4320. And then the fastest route for you as well is just to email us at info at shineliteracy.org.za.
Awesome stuff. Well, Claudia, thanks very much for your time. It certainly has been a pleasure having you in the studio and sharing this information. We hope there will be some more people volunteering as well. So on that note, a huge thank you to you, and we bid you a very good evening.
Thank you.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.